Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. My Digital Money can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Collagen may do more than simply turn back the clock on how your skin looks. The latest research suggests it may also help with building muscle and losing fat when combined with exercise. This is why I highly recommend trying it out yourself. It is designed to help combat some of the visible effects of aging, bring back youthful glow, and support healthy weight management. It uses a groundbreaking formula that combines five critically important types of collagen, including collagen peptides from grass-fed, pasture-raised cows in one easy to mix scoop. Visit healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Or use my link in the description below to get 51% off my favorite collagen. Plus, be sure to use my link in the description because every purchase using that link gets free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, as well as a new e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, completely free. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. The second largest and third largest bank runs in history happened last month. The government is taking steps to guarantee old deposits. That means more money printing. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to secure their wealth with gold. Gold is the most stable asset outside of government control. Hurry and go to x22gold.com to secure your wealth. Bag a free 5-ounce American the Beautiful coin if you qualify. That is x22gold.com, x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. A new study reveals a shocking number of Americans are trying to lose weight, and that number may surprise you. Around 52% of Americans are struggling to support healthy weight management. This is why I highly recommend taking this amazing keto powder. It is designed to help with healthy weight management, elevate your energy, increase mental focus, and improve your overall wellness. It works by helping to increase ketone levels inside the body, which in turn can support your weight management goals by way of promoting healthy appetite management and healthy metabolism. Try it today by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Or use the link in the description below to get 51% off, plus receive several bonuses with every purchase completely free. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3038, and today's date is April 5th, 2023, and the title of the episode is The Swamp is Fighting Back, Force Projection and Reaction, Evidence Injection. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they're showing their true colors now as they try to push us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. And we knew that this was going to come because you could see that they are becoming very, very desperate to push us into where they want us to go. And as the people resist, they're going to push even harder and harder. And that is exactly what we are seeing. Remember, the entire economic system is falling apart. We have countries now moving away from our currency, which is the Federal Reserve note. It's not actually a U.S. dollar. They're moving away from the Federal Reserve note. They're using their own currency. And eventually what they're going to have to do to build confidence, they're going to have to back it probably with gold, which is going to have major, major problems around the world. Because once you back a fiat currency with gold, what happens to the currency that's not backed by gold? Do you think that currency is going to do well? Absolutely not. And I do believe this is coming down the line. Now, I do believe that Trump just sent us a message letting us know that this is exactly what's going to happen. The fiat system that we know today, where we are using the Federal Reserve note and countries are using the Federal Reserve note, it's going to cease to exist. We'll be getting into that in just a sec. But we can see the economy is continually imploding on itself. We see a lot of corporations, they are laying off people. Walmart is cutting about 2,000 jobs. They're cutting about 1,000 in Texas, 600 in Pennsylvania, 400 in Florida, and 200 in New Jersey. And this will probably ramp up over time because as inflation hits, as fuel costs move up, because we know OPEC is now cutting production, we're going to see people lose their jobs and people won't be able to afford the products that are out there. And if they can't afford the products, what is going to happen to all these businesses? They're going to lay off people. Some businesses are going to shut down. But we can see that they are pushing forward with their Green New Deal. Now, remember going back in time when Trump came out and said, listen, I'm going to block the rule that was designed to phase out older incandescent bulbs and the rule that required Americans to use energy efficient light bulbs. And he blocked this, and he made kind of a joke that the energy-efficient bulbs made him look orange, which I think is very, very funny, and that's why he likes the incandescent bulbs. But we can see that now, since Biden is in office and they're pushing the Green New Deal, we can see exactly what they're doing because they have removed what Trump did, and they went back to getting rid of the incandescent bulbs. So starting in August, Americans will only be able to purchase LED lights from retailers across the nation as an official ban on incandescent light bulbs will be in full effect. So Trump, he stopped the rule, they reversed it, and he knew that they were going to do this. And once again, we can see that they're pushing the Green New Deal. Now, they are becoming desperate because what they really wanted is they wanted everyone stuck in their homes, scared, dying off because of the pandemic. Or they wanted a war where there was death and destruction everywhere, and they can say, listen, we're starting a new economy. Actually, they wouldn't even ask. They would just start the new economy, and it would be the Great Reset, and they would issue the central bank digital currency to everyone, but no one would worry about it because there'd be war, death, and destruction everywhere, and everyone would just go along with it. Well, now we don't have that. The veil has been lifted. Everyone can see what's going on, and we can see that they have to do things out in the open. And what's very interesting is that Jamie Dimon, he is telling the government to seize private property to build windmills and solar farms, and they're prepared to confiscate property. Yes, they'll probably pay for it, but they want property now, and they want to force people to sell so they can set this up. Maybe they should do it on their properties. Maybe we should do it on where their homes are. Wouldn't that be interesting? Now, the other thing that's very interesting is what's happening out in Michigan. We can see that China now is coming in to build a Chinese battery plant in Michigan. And the residents right now, they are fighting back. Why? Because Governor Gretchen Whitmer gave $715 million in taxpayer funds to a 700-acre Chinese battery plant near Big Rapids, Michigan. Now, remember, this is the CCP. They're coming in. They are now purchasing the land. They're setting up a plant. And the people there are saying, oh, listen, I'm all for business, but not communist businesses. And they're absolutely right, and they should rethink this. But once again, if you look at certain leaders and you look at certain mayors, governors, you look at the resident, you can see that they are owned by who? They are owned by China. And they're going to do exactly what China wants. And this is very, very clear. The other thing that's very, very clear is you can see that since OPEC is now cutting production, that's going to make fuel costs go up even higher, and this is going to push us into the Green New Deal. Biden now is not going to refill the strategic petroleum reserves. Remember, they told us, oh no, we're going to be using these strategic petroleum reserves to bring the price down. But as soon as the price is stable, we're going to start filling it up when it hits a certain price level. Well, if they're cutting production, this is not going to happen. Now, they knew this. They knew that they were never, ever going to refill the strategic petroleum reserves because that's not part of the plan of bringing us into the Green New Deal. Plus, they're trying to get rid of the strategic petroleum reserves because if there is a war, which they're trying to push, they don't want us to have oil to be used in the war. They want to drain it. This way, it would be very, very difficult for the armed forces. Really think about this for a second. This has been their plan from day one. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know this. Is there going to be war? No, I think there's going to be a scare event, but I don't think we'll be entering war. Trump has said this many times that he can defuse the entire situation within 24 hours. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is Biden is continually putting out messages that the economy is doing fantastic. Jobs, he's created a lot of them. The deficit's incredible. Look how great the economy's doing. But when you really step back, did he really create jobs? No. They threw a switch and everyone was told to stay home. Then they threw another switch and said, okay, go back to work. Now, when the people decided to go home and stay at home because they told them you couldn't go to work, they had to collect unemployment. So it looked like people lost their jobs, but did they really lose their jobs? No, because it was artificially shut down. When the light switch was turned back on, those same people went to take the same exact jobs. Those jobs weren't created. They were always there. Actually, during this period of time, we lost millions and millions of jobs because a lot of businesses went out of business. So did he create jobs? No. What about the deficit? How is that doing? Well, the U.S. monthly trade deficit widens to $70.5 billion in February, up $1.9 billion from the previous month and higher than expected. So once again, we don't see any of this happening. And think about what's happening around the world. Think about the optics of the entire situation. The economy's falling apart. It's under the Biden administration. Countries now are moving away from the Federal Reserve note. They're going back to their national currencies. And as this continues to happen, this is all under the Biden administration and all optics are on him. The spotlight's on him. Everyone's watching this. And the entire economic system at the same time is falling apart on his watch. Now, as these countries continually move away from the Federal Reserve note and they start to use their own currencies to transact business, you know, oil and other things, it means that the Federal Reserve note is going to come back to the United States and it's going to go on the books of the Federal Reserve. What else does this mean? Well, I do believe in these countries, when the economy starts to fall apart, they're going to have to build confidence and be transparent. Now, if they're full fiat, can full fiat withstand what is coming? Or are they going to have to build confidence by saying, listen, we're going to start pegging our national currency to gold. And if each one of these countries, India, Russia, China, the African nations, if they start pegging their fiat currency to gold, what happens to the other countries that are not doing this? This tells you everything you need to know, because once that happens, people are going to see the difference. They're going to see the difference between those nations that are pegged to gold and those nations that aren't pegged to gold. And you're going to see what here in the United States? You're going to see inflation, because it's going to show that these currencies are stable. The United States currency is not stable. So the first act, what they had to do is they had to move away from the Federal Reserve note, which they have done already. I do believe the next thing they're going to do, as everything starts to deteriorate, they're going to have to probably go and take their currency and peg it to gold, which is going to cause major, major problems within Europe, major, major problems here in the United States, where we're going to see inflation. And Trump, yesterday, during his presidential address, he said something very, very interesting. And I do believe this is exactly where we're headed. And he's putting out the message that, yes, this is where we're headed, but it's all under Biden's watch. He will be to blame for all of this. Trump has nothing to do with this. Now, remember, Trump is going to come in with solutions. He's going to say, listen, look at all the other countries. They're pegged to gold. Actually, go back in time. Remember when the Federal Reserve was trying to raise rates and Trump came out and said, listen, if you start raising rates and all the other countries out there are lowering rates, we will not be competitive with them. So we need to reverse this right now because it's not going to work. And then all of a sudden, the Federal Reserve, they put a freeze on the interest rate hikes and then they started to lower them a little bit each time. I think the same thing's going to happen now with the currencies around the world when they're pegged to gold. Trump is going to come in and give a solution saying, listen, other countries are doing this. And for the United States to be competitive, we can no longer be just full fiat. We need to do something so we can be very, very competitive, because we're seeing the devaluation of the currency like we've never seen before. And I do believe people are going to see this and say, yes, this is something that we need to do. Now, if you really think about this, if it does turn out this way, gold then will destroy the Fed, because it will destroy the fiat currency, won't it? Absolutely. And this is the message he put out. Take a listen.
Our currency is crashing and will soon no longer be the world standard. which will be our greatest defeat, frankly, in 200 years. There will be no defeat like that. That will take us away from being even a great power. If you took the five worst presidents in the history of the United States and added them up, they would not have done near the destruction to our country as Joe Biden and the Biden administration have done.
So he's letting everyone know that the currency here in the United States, it's crashing, and it will no longer be the world standard. What does that mean? Well, the world standard is the reserve currency of the world. If these countries are dumping the Federal Reserve note, the reserve standard, the standard around the world, disappears, which means we're going to have to go back to our national currency. We go back to our national currency. What does that mean? It means that you have to build confidence, because if other countries right now are pegging their currency to gold and the United States is not, that means we're going to see inflation. It's going to really ramp up, and people are going to lose confidence in the fiat system. To build the confidence back, you're going to have to introduce gold to say, listen, we stabilized everything, and you can stabilize it very, very quickly. We stabilized everything. It's backed by gold. Now, of course, we're going to have to go and see if we have the gold, because there hasn't been an audit of gold in a very, very long time. But once this happens, this is going to show that the fiat currency, when it wasn't pegged to gold, it is worth absolutely nothing, because it's going to devalue like we've never seen before. Now, think about everything that's going on right now. People are seeing what's happening around the world. And if you notice, people have been shifting their assets to different places. Some people are shifting it to Bitcoin. And you can see that gold has been moving up. It is over $2,000 again. And the last time we saw this was what, 2020 or so? Before that, it hit 1900 and change back in like 2011 or something like that, during the Great Recession. So when you look at this, you can see that things are now changing. And I do believe gold, it might drop, but I do believe it's going to make new highs every single time as other nations move away. And especially if they go ahead and say, listen, we're going to be backing our currency with gold to stabilize it and actually build confidence. This is going to be a game changer. And I do believe this is why Trump is saying this right now, that the United States is no longer going to be the world standard, because now the entire system that the central bank set up, it is being dismantled, and they will no longer have the control. Now, if they don't have the control anymore, what happens to their control around the world? It disappears. They can't sanction people, because why? Well, we're not using your currency. We're using our own currency. Actually, we're backed by gold now. So you don't have power over us. This is what you're witnessing. This is the dismantling of the central bank system. And I do believe this is going to get a lot worse for the central bank as time goes on. And as people witness this and as people see this, the people are going to have a lot of questions for the Federal Reserve. Why is the currency worth nothing? Because think about it. On the international market, it's going to be, you're going to see night and day. You're going to see those other countries that are pegged to gold and countries that are full fiat. And people are going to say, well, why is our currency worth absolutely nothing? Now, once again, by the other countries doing this, this will destroy the fiat system, and we will probably see a restructuring of the entire system. And in the end, the Federal Reserve will probably cease to exist. And I do believe this is where we're headed. This is where the world is headed right now. And basically, the central bank system is being ripped apart piece by piece. And there's absolutely nothing they can do about it. The only thing they can do is try to bring us to war. But I do believe that is going to fail. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Collagen may do more than simply turn back the clock on how your skin looks. The latest research suggests it may also help with building muscle and losing fat when combined with exercise. This is why I highly recommend trying it out yourself. It is designed to help combat some of the visible effects of aging, bring back youthful glow, and support healthy weight management. It uses a groundbreaking formula that combines five critically important types of collagen, including collagen peptides from grass-fed, pasture-raised cows, in one easy-to-mix scoop. Visit healthwithx22.com, that is healthwithx22.com, or use my link in the description below to get 51% off my favorite collagen. Plus, be sure to use my link in the description because every purchase using that link gets free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, as well as a new e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, completely free. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, they have used every piece of ammunition to get Trump out of office that they can. They've tried from the very beginning, and every time they tried, they fail spectacularly. The same thing is happening now with this indictment, which is not really an indictment. Remember what they really wanted from the very beginning. They really wanted a propaganda show. They wanted the helicopters. They wanted the soldiers marching into Mar-a-Lago. They wanted Trump being dragged out in handcuffs. They wanted the entire show. They were going to let the press know that this was going to happen. They were going to be surrounding Mar-a-Lago, and they were going to drag him out and put on a show. Why would the deep state need a show? Because they don't have the evidence to back what they're doing. The only thing they have is to try to convince the population that he's guilty, make the Trump supporters angry to push chaos. That's what they were trying to do. And they were hoping that since people saw this, you wouldn't vote for him. Now, Trump, in the very, very beginning, he countered all of this by letting everyone know that arrests were coming. Now, once again, the deep state, they didn't like this, because now he countered their entire plan. They didn't care about the indictments. They don't care about that part of it, because they know in the end, they're all going to be dismissed. They're all going to be shown that there was nothing there. They wanted the military, and I'm talking about the police, to come in with the helicopters, the SWAT teams, to arrest Trump, just like they did with Roger Stone and many other people, because that is a good show. That is something the networks could use, the fake news, because it's all fake. It's a put on. But since Trump countered this, they're having a bit of a problem, because now everyone's not looking at that and they're not showing that 24/7. Now everyone's looking at what Bragg actually did since Trump called him out and they said, no, it's a conspiracy that I was about to arrest him. And then he went ahead and said, okay, here's the indictment. Now people are looking at these indictments. And what are people seeing? There is no crime here whatsoever. They have absolutely nothing. And this is going to be a problem moving forward. But Trump, what did he get out of this? Well, I do believe he got a lot more out of this than they got. Actually, I believe they got absolutely nothing. They didn't get him coming in with handcuffs. They didn't get him being thrown against the wall. They got nothing. But what did Trump get out of all of this? Well, he got an indictment. Now, it sounds funny, doesn't it? He got an indictment. Yes, for the first time ever, a former president was indicted. Think about this for a second. He just set a precedent. We all know this. The Pandora's box has been open. They can't shut it. People have seen it. And now they're trapped in it because they have nothing left. And this was very, very important moving forward. And we mentioned this just yesterday when Cash said, now we get the discovery. Why is the discovery part so important? How do you inject evidence legally? So he set a precedence, and now he's going to inject evidence. really think about what is happening at this point. Because how do you bring down the deep state players? Just go back in time and think about everything that we've seen. Think about all the precedents that Trump has been setting with his taxes, with now his top aides testifying under subpoena, removing executive privilege. He's the first former president to be indicted. Think about all these first-time things. These are all going to be used against them down the line. Remember, Trump likes to follow the rule of law, and he's going to follow the rule of law, and he's going to do it in a way where every single step is legal. And sometimes you have to take the hit to get something introduced. I mean, if this is a sting operation, which I do believe it is, and you step back and you take a look, sometimes that individual who's investigating, maybe a drug cartel, human trafficking, whatever, sometimes they're in harm's way. Sometimes they're indicted. Sometimes they go through all of this just to catch these people. And I do believe Trump is doing that right now. Plus, what else have people seen? The people now have seen the two-tier justice system. It's as clear as day. Think about it. If this was happening in a third world country, which the United States is turning into because Trump mentions it many, many times. If this happened in a third world country, let's say this is happening out in the Philippines or many other places, and you saw the Justice Department, you saw the deep state players arrest their opponent, how would this look? Everyone would go, holy crap, look what they just did. That's a dictatorship. Well, that's what you're seeing here. You're looking at the Biden administration. You're looking at the DOJ. You're looking at Obama. They just went ahead and they arrested their political opponent. People can see this now. It's as clear as day. And as they push, as the D's push, as the fake news pushes, as the deep state players push, they're going to lose more and more of their followers. All they will have left are Antifa, BLM, the criminals that they brought into this country, and the criminals that they're releasing from jails. That is going to be their base. Is it enough? No, they're made up of criminals. And this is exactly the path Trump is bringing them down. Let's take, for example, what's happening right now in North Carolina. North Carolina Democrats switches parties, giving Republicans veto-proof supermajority in a state house. She says her party has become unrecognizable to me and others across the state. You think she's the only one that's thinking about this? No, others are saying, yeah, you know what? This is getting out of hand. Now, the true corrupt politicians, they're going to stick to their guns. They're going to stay where they are because they are corrupt. They are criminals. And they're going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. But those people who are truly doing the right, trying to do the right thing and working for the people, they might be part of the Democratic Party. I'm not saying every single person that's part of the Democratic Party is bad. Just like with the Republican Party, you have the rhinos and then you have the good Republicans. You're going to see a lot of these people start to question their party. As the deep state continually pushes, they're going to say, what is going on here? This is not America. This looks like a dictatorship. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots wanted this to happen because they wanted the Biden administration, which is really Obama in the basement. Remember, he's been telling everyone that he would just like to be in the basement communicating with a puppet on top, and he can just give them orders on what to do. And that would be by third term. That's pretty much what he's doing right now. Biden is a puppet. And as they get more and more desperate, they become more tyrannical. When they become more tyrannical, people can see the true dictator. That is what people are witnessing. And when people see the true dictator, what do? They say, enough is enough. I see where this is headed. I can no longer be a part of this party. And I do believe in the end, the D party is going to cease to exist when everything is said and done, especially when all the evidence comes out about Biden, about Obama, about Clinton. Because remember, everything that they're doing, they're projecting all of it onto Trump. So everything that they've been saying, and plus a lot more, they're the ones who have been committing the crimes. And we can see with the whole entire classified documentation fiasco, Trump is the president. He has the authority to declassify. He doesn't even have to say he's going to declassify. He is the president. He has the congressional approval to declassify. And that is what he's done. Now, take, for example, Biden. He was the vice president and he was a senator, and he has classified information. This is a problem for Biden, but what are they doing? They're sweeping this under the rug. The people are seeing this. It's very, very clear. You can see that the president has certain rules, just like Obama, just like Bush, just like Clinton. Biden does not have the same rules. So there is a major problem here, and you can see the two-tier justice system. Miranda Devine put this out and said, meanwhile, House Oversight Committee Chairman Representative James Comer just revealed that testimony from Joe Biden's former VP assistant Kathy Chung undermines the White House story about his classified documents. They were not in a locked closet, and they were moved in May 2022, not November 2022. So does it really matter if they were locked up? The vice president doesn't have the authority to have classified information. Now, remember, Obama could have just cleared this up. He could have said, well, I declassified it and I let him keep it. But he didn't come to his rescue. Isn't that interesting? When he was a senator, he doesn't have authority to get the classified information and keep it. So right now, he's in violation. He broke the law. What is NARA doing about this? They're doing absolutely nothing. And this is what Trump and the Patriots are showing everyone. You're seeing a two-tiered justice system, just like you're seeing a two-tiered speech system. I don't even want to say free speech because they're not allowing you to have free speech, but two different systems where this side is allowed to say whatever they want and create a narrative. The other side, they cannot. And what I'm talking about is social media. What I'm talking about is people putting out the truth. And you have the FBI, DHS, CDC, and the rest, and corrupt politicians saying, listen, what that person just said, that is untrue. We need to censor them because that's misinformation. And basically, they're controlling the narrative. And we can see that they're becoming very, very desperate because right now it's all exposed. People can see exactly what's going on. They understand that this entire system is a propaganda system where they control the narrative. And now they can't put this entire thing back in the box because once it's open, it's done for. And actually, Pandora's box has been open for almost everything right now, if you really look at it. And yesterday we mentioned that Germany, they were going to crack down on Twitter because they're becoming nervous about what is happening right now. Because can you imagine if they just allowed the truth to come out? They'd be done for. So Twitter Daily News put this out and said, Germany's Federal Office of Justice has initiated proceedings to fine Twitter for mishandling user complaints about illegal content that wasn't deleted or blocked. The German authority has given Twitter the chance to respond before deciding whether to refer the matter to a district court in Bonn. Elon responded to this and said, first, I've heard about this. Did they identify what content they're concerned about? No, they don't really care about the content. Actually, they'll probably just have bots or something create content, and they'll just say, yeah, there it is, and then they'll just go with that. Really, what they want to do is they want Elon to start censoring, or they're going to drag him into court. That's really what they want. But what's very interesting is that Twitter is giving the different fake news outlets yellow check marks, which is yellow journalism, which I think is very funny, and they're putting labels on different Twitter accounts. NPR got a label of U.S. state-affiliated media. Now, that is funny. Elon responded to this and said, seems accurate. State-affiliated media is defined as outlets where the state exercises control over editorial content through financial resources, direct or indirect political pressures, and or control over production and distribution. And he's absolutely right. So what happened with all of this, since they got this label, the CEO of NPR, he freaked out and he put this out. He says, NPR stands for freedom of speech and holding the powerful accountable. A vigorous, vibrant free speech is essential to the health of our democracy. My full statement on the recent inaccurate Twitter label below. And then everyone started to call this individual out because NPR, CNN, the rest, what did they do during the elections? They decided they weren't going to do any investigative reporting on the Hunter Biden laptop. What did they do during the pandemic? They just told us everything was safe and effective. They just went along with the narrative. They didn't do any type of an investigative work. They didn't do any investigation into masks. They didn't do an investigation into the false testing of COVID. They did absolutely nothing. And everyone says, remember this when you put this out there and talking about NPR? And remember when the whole Hunter Biden story was out there? NPR public editor put this out and says, Why haven't you seen any stories from NPR about the New York Post Hunter Biden story? Read more in this week's newsletter. And it says, we don't want to waste our time on stories that are not really stories. And we don't want to waste the listeners and readers' time on stories that are just pure distractions. So wait a minute. The Hunter Biden laptop story came out and they said they didn't have enough time to do what? Investigative reporting? Isn't that what they're supposed to be doing? Let's talk about protecting our wealth. The second largest and third largest bank runs in history happened last month. The government is taking steps to guarantee old deposits. That means more money printing. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to secure their wealth with gold. Gold is the most stable asset outside of government control. Hurry and go to x22gold.com to secure your wealth. Bag a free 5-ounce American the Beautiful coin if you qualify. That is x22gold.com, x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. A new study reveals a shocking number of Americans are trying to lose weight. And that number may surprise you. Around 52% of Americans are struggling to support healthy weight management. This is why I highly recommend taking this amazing keto powder. It is designed to help with healthy weight management, elevate your energy, increase mental focus, and improve your overall wellness. It works by helping to increase ketone levels inside the body, which in turn can support your weight management goals by way of promoting healthy appetite management and healthy metabolism. Try it today by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Or use the link in the description below to get 51% off, plus receive several bonuses with every purchase completely free. So they just went along with what narrative then? Oh, wait, are they going along with the narrative from the CIA, from the FBI? So again, this then is a state-sponsored propaganda unit, because later on, we've come to find out that the Hunter Biden laptop is absolutely real. So they didn't have time to do what? Oh, wait, investigative reporting. Is that what they're saying? So they are a state-sponsored propaganda outlet, just like all the other fake news outlets. Because who's driving all of this? Where are they getting their information? Where are they getting their leaks from? Are they actually checking up on the leaks? Are they doing any type of investigative reporting anymore? No, they're just handed something and they're told, this is what you're putting out and don't question it. Of course, that's very easy to accept something and just regurgitate it. And now the people can see this and the people are calling them out on this. Now, the other thing that people are now seeing is the entire push to get the weapons away from the people, because the deep state players, they know that they can't complete their mission. What is their mission? Well, to take over the United States. That's really their mission. Their mission is to get rid of the Constitution. And with an armed public, they cannot do this. So they're going to continually push and push and push until the very end. I wouldn't be surprised if Biden starts to go around Congress, because he's famous for that, because Obama is telling him to do this. And there are other peoples above him telling him, yes, this is what we need to do, because we need to go and reach our goal. And our goal is to disarm every single person here in the United States so we can actually control the people here. And this is what our founding fathers were very worried about, a tyrannical government getting out of control and coming after the people. And this is why they created the Second Amendment and made it a right. If you notice, they didn't make it an amendment on the Constitution. They decided to create rights that you were born with, because if the Second Amendment was actually an amendment on the Constitution, you could have the states, 2/3 of the states, vote and remove it. So if you really look at the rights that we were born with, the founding fathers did it on purpose, because they knew, listen, if we just make these things an amendment, free speech, the right to bear arms, and all the other rights, if they were just amendments on the Constitution, a tyrannical government could get together and have 2/3 of the states vote to get rid of it. And I do believe the founding fathers said, whoa, whoa, that's not going to be good. So we're going to have to make it so these rights could never, ever be taken away, no matter what they do. They can try, but if you're born with the right, then they can't take it away, because it's not a privilege then. You're born with these rights. And I do believe they thought this through, and they knew, because they went through it, they went through a Revolutionary War, they knew that eventually there was going to be another tyrannical government. Now, once again, people get confused of, well, how can there be a tyrannical government? We live in the United States. Well, go back to the time of the colonists. Their government was the British government. The British government was tyrannical. Think about what we have today. We have the United States government. It was infiltrated. It's now tyrannical. They installed the people that they wanted. So back then, you had the British government. Today, we have the United States government. They both became tyrannical. And the colonists, they fought against this. Now, we're in, I do believe, a second revolution. No, it's not a bloody revolution. It's an information war. But we are in another revolution, taking back our freedom one step at a time without bloodshed. And I do believe that deep state players, as they lose the information war, they're going to resort to physical war. That's why they want a chaos, and that's why Trump has been telling us about World War III. Now, since we're talking about weapons, since we're talking about tyrannical governments, when we saw the insurrection and people went into the Capitol, the deep state players, they thought this was the perfect time to say, look, we have an insurrection, we can arrest all these people. Now, once again, they set another precedent, right? Because when the real insurgency happens, which I do believe is going to happen, and it's not going to be by the Trump supporters, by the patriots, it's going to happen with the criminals, Antifa, and the rest. The precedent has already been set, which means they can't question it. Well, they went into the Capitol building. They walked into here. We can arrest them. I don't think they're just going to walk in. I think they're going to try to destroy it. They tried to do this in 2020. And you can see now that people now are questioning what happened on January 6th compared to what's happening out in other capitals. Look at Tennessee, for example. We had a mob of leftists invade the Tennessee state capitol. Shouldn't everyone that was in there be arrested? Isn't that an insurrection? Well, all of a sudden, Tennessee lawmakers, they could lose their committee assignments after storming the state capitol. And other people, maybe they should be arrested and thrown to prison, just like the people on January 6th. You know, the people that were invited in, the people that were taking pictures. Everyone can see the difference now between what happened on January 6th and here, because they stormed the Tennessee Capitol. Same thing. There's no difference here, but there's two set of rules, and everyone can see this. And everyone can see the war coming. Remember, Trump has been telling us that a war is on the way. It might be, you know, back in the dark corner, but World War III is being pushed forward. And every step of the way, you can see the deep state players, they are beating the war drums. Finland has now joined NATO. We have Stoltenberg out there letting everyone know that Ukraine will become a member of NATO. So basically, they are now surrounding Russia. They're beating the war drums because they want war. Remember, the pandemic didn't work out for them. The pandemic is pretty much gone. The United States, they shut down the emergency for the pandemic. We see other countries doing this, which we'll be getting to in just a sec, which means that plan didn't work. The pandemic failed. Now, a lot of people saying, well, it didn't fail. Look, some people got injected. Some people took boosters. Trump didn't get elected. Well, their plandemic failed because you have to look at it the opposite way. Now you know what they're trying to do. Now you know that this was their plan. Is everyone walking around with a vaccine passport? Is everyone dead? Is everyone controlled? Is everyone sitting in their home? And then people could say, well, they cheated the election. They used drop boxes. They used mail-in ballots. Trump isn't the president. Well, once again, if this is a sting operation, which I do believe it is, where they caught cheating in an election that we've never seen before. They cheated like we've never, ever seen before. Do you think the military captured all this information? Absolutely. Plus, everyone now knows about mail-in ballots. Everyone knows about drop boxes. Then the resident now is in position. What is everyone seeing? That when you cheat and when you overthrow the United States government and you have an insurrection on November 3rd, you destroy the country and you bring us to war. So who is this benefiting? It's benefiting Trump because now the people can see it. Now the people understand. See, sometimes you got to walk through it to really understand it, because if someone just came up to you and said, listen, this is what's going to happen. And this is the year 2017. There's going to be a virus and they're going to unleash it around the world. They're going to tell everyone to stay home, stay 6 feet apart, wear a mask. And this is not going to be based in science whatsoever, but everyone's going to believe them. Then they're going to tell you that they have a vaccine that's safe and effective and is going to get rid of COVID, but it doesn't get rid of COVID. It actually spreads COVID and makes you sick. I mean, really think of it. It sounds far-fetched, doesn't it? Then they're going to say, because of COVID, we need drop boxes, mail-in ballots, and everything like that. And the FBI, DHS, CDC, and the rest, they're going to control the narrative and censor people on social media. And they're going to cheat in the elections by continually feeding in ballots over and over and over and over. So this way, Biden will win. Remember, he campaigned from his basement, and Trump will lose. Then Biden's going to come into office and start destroying the entire country. First, he's going to start with the economy. The country's no longer going to be energy independent. The country's going to break down. Inflation's going to pick up. Fuel prices are going to go up. Borders are going to be wide open. They're going to let in human traffickers, drug traffickers, MS-13 gangs, you name it. Then they're going to release the criminals from prison. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. And remember, I'm telling you this in 2017. They're going to release the people from prison. Yeah, New Jersey, Connecticut, New York, you name it, San Francisco, LA. Yeah, they're going to let them roam the streets. And then they're going to try to get the weapons away from you as the prisoners are roaming the streets, causing crimes like we've never seen before. Then Biden, what is he going to do? Well, they're going to start a war with Russia, a nuclear war. Now, can you imagine if you heard this back in 2017? You would say this is absolutely ridiculous. Nice conspiracy. I can't believe that. This is why Trump needs you to walk through it so you really understand it and you take the whole thing in and you see it. I mean, I'd even add in the part, oh, and by the way, in this administration, we're going to have people that dress up as women who are actually men, and they're going to be in high positions in government, and they're going to be running the government. And by the way, some of them steal luggage. I mean, really think about this for a second. That person that I told in 2017, they'd be laughing their ass off right now. They'd be going, oh my God, that's a great story. That is the unbelievable conspiracy theory that I've ever heard. I can't even believe you believe this crap. But here we are today. And now you can see it. You can see it firsthand. It's not a conspiracy. It's actually happening. But if you explained to someone back then that this was going to happen, they wouldn't believe it. It would sound outrageous. I mean, we didn't even add in the part where men dressed up as women who are almost naked are going to be performing in front of children. I mean, and the parents are going to be okay with this. And the administration's going to be okay with this. I mean, it just seems so far-fetched. It's unbelievable. Just like it's unbelievable that Mike Pompeo's out in Ukraine meeting with Zelensky. I mean, does that seem strange? This is what he put out on Twitter. First, he has a picture of him shaking the hand of Zelensky. Then he says, helping Ukraine end this war isn't about Kiev or Berlin. It's about Wichita and Des Moines. Our national economic security are strengthened when Ukraine defeats Putin. Now, really think about this. What is he doing out there? Think about what Obama did to Trump. Remember, Trump is going to do everything that they did to him, he's going to do to them. So when Trump and Pompeo and the rest were visiting different countries under the Trump administration, did we not have a shadow president administration that actually visited the same exact places and tried to reverse certain things? Well, I do believe this is exactly what's happening right now. I do believe Trump is running a shadow government and doing everything that they did to him, he's doing to them. If you go back to post 4051, this is May 8th, 2020, it says shadow presidency, Hussein pre-post foreign travel, shadow POTUS. Post 4196, the shadow presidency, the shadow government. Why did Hussein shadow POTUS? Foreign trips. Why did Kerry shadow POTUS? Iran. Why did Kerry shadow POTUS? Class 1 through 99. Then you have post 4314, and it says the shadow presidency. And I do believe Trump now is actually shadowing what Obama is doing, what Biden is doing, what Kerry is doing, and everything that they're trying to put into place. I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they're reversing it. Remember, there was a post that there are a lot more good people helping with all of this. And I do believe Trump is coordinating, not just Trump, but the good guys, the Patriots, are coordinating with many, many other leaders around the world to bring down this entire deep state system. And you can see the deep state plan to use the pandemic completely failed, because what has happened right now, country after country right now is removing their emergency. And we have the United States doing it. Now we have Germany doing it. where the COVID pandemic in Germany is going to be completely over. And we're going to see country after country, because everything they tried to do completely failed. And at this point, I don't believe the people around the world are going to fall for this again. They went through it and they beat them. That's what happened. If we didn't succeed, everyone would be locked down there in their house. You'd be waiting for some type of ridiculous vaccine. You'd have a vaccine passport and you'd be collecting your $1,000 every single month and you'd be struggling to get food. We beat them at their own game. The pandemic didn't work. We don't have the vaccine passports. The people that are getting the boosters, the percentage is dropping and dropping and dropping. They can't push this anymore. And now they realize, well, this is over. We can't push this. It's done. Just like with defunding the police. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Collagen may do more than simply turn back the clock on how your skin looks. The latest research suggests it may also help with building muscle and losing fat when combined with exercise. This is why I highly recommend trying it out yourself. It is designed to help combat some of the visible effects of aging, bring back youthful glow, and support healthy weight management. It uses a groundbreaking formula that combines five critically important types of collagen, including collagen peptides from grass-fed, pasture-raised cattle, in one easy-to-mix scoop. Visit healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Or use my link in the description below to get 51% off my favorite collagen. Plus, be sure to use my link in the description, because every purchase using that link gets free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, as well as a new e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, completely free. They thought, wow, this is going to be incredible, because remember, they wanted to nationalize the police force, and the only way to do this is to defund the police, build the narrative up, have crime everywhere, and say, holy crap, we need a national police force. But once again, this also backfired on them. Does that mean they give up? No, they're going to keep trying. And we can see the now mayor of Chicago is actually worse than Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Andy Ngo put this out and said, leftist Brandon for Chicago has won the Chicago mayoral election against moderate Democrat Paul Vallis. Johnson calls for removing law enforcement from society during the 2020 riots. He defended looters, saying they were lashing out against racism. Chicago's violent crime has surged over the last few years under Lori Lightfoot. And yes, Chicago, L.A., and many other cities, you're going to see crime like we've never seen before. And it's going to get worse and worse. And what's very interesting is we can see out in Wisconsin, it didn't go well. Those individuals that were running in the Republican Party, they didn't want the endorsement from Trump. So Trump didn't give them the endorsement and they all lost. Isn't that amazing? Greg Price put this out and said, Wisconsin now has a Supreme Court that is going to strike down voter ID, bring back ballot harvesting before 2024. It was the most important election of the year, and conservatives allowed themselves to get heavily outspent and didn't even notice until it was too late. Rising Serpent responded to this and said, this is what you get when you put a Romney in charge. The party has no problems getting their act together to send billions to Ukraine, can't figure out how to win crucial elections if their lives depended on it. But they'll promise the world on Hannity and Gowdy. Disgusting. Well, certain circumstances, the Uniparty is just that, the Uniparty. They don't care if it's Democrat or Rhino in there. They don't care about that. See, Trump is an outsider. That's what they care about. And if Trump endorsed these individuals, they would have a fighting chance. Actually, they probably would have won. But that didn't happen. Now, the other thing that's happening is we can see there's a major battle going on in Arizona. We have Carrie Lake fighting the good fight. We have Randy Rogers backing her up, trying to get the ballot signatures. And I do believe in the end, it's either they're going to destroy them, just like they deleted the databases, or they're going to hand them over and they're going to be screwed. So which do you think it's going to be? Is it going to be the cover-up, or are they just going to hand over the evidence and have them all arrested? That's going to be very interesting. But we could see that as these individuals like Mark Fitchum, Abe Hamadeh, Kerry Lake, as they keep fighting, you can see they're pushing these people back against the wall. Mark Fitchum right now filed a motion to reconsider a new supplemental evidence, providing more confirmation that Election Day ballots were tampered with. Fincham's request for reconsideration comes shortly after a new exit poll from Rasmussen discovered that Fincham, Hamadeh, and Lake likely won their elections. Additionally, 55% of Arizona voters believe that election problems in Maricopa County likely changed the outcome of the election, and 50% of Arizona voters believe that 2022 election irregularities in heavily Republican areas of Arizona happened intentionally to suppress Republican votes. And I do believe these people and everyone else needs to continually push and push and push, because we know that Katie Hobbs cheated in the election. She was in charge of the election and she was running for governor, and she cheated in the election. And I do believe as these individuals continually push and people are behind them as they continually push, I do believe the people are going to get to the bottom of this and prove that they cheated. If we give up, this never happens. If we could keep pushing forward, it will happen. And I do believe it will. And remember, the deep state, they're going to continually push and fight and push and fight, because they realize if these outsiders get into these positions, it's game over for them. Remember, for many, many years, they had their system that they've been working. They made you think you had choice, but you really didn't. Now we have two outsiders and many other outsiders, but two major outsiders that they really don't want in there, because they know that they will destroy their system and they can't allow this to happen. So they will use every piece of ammunition they have to keep these people out of office. And this is why they're going after Trump right now. And they're going to go after him very, very hard. But think about what they have on him. They have nothing. They've run out of ammunition. Remember, they used everything they had during the first 4 years. And I do believe this is exactly what Trump wanted them to do. Come at me with everything that you have, because once you hear the stories of, you know, the phone call wasn't perfect, quid pro quo, impeachment number, hoax number one, number two, the P tape, the Russia collusion thing, everything else after that is absolutely meaningless. And every time that these things are proven to be fake, phony, and false, anything else they bring up, no one believes it. You think this was the strategy of Trump? You think he knew that they were going to come after him with everything that they have? Do you think he forced them and baited them in and said, listen, while I'm in the White House, hit me with everything that you have? Because in the end, no one is going to believe you anymore. Just like they're not believing the district attorney, Bragg. No one's believing this individual. No one is believing any of this. But Trump, I do believe he needed this to happen. He needed this to happen to set a precedent. And think about it, D.A. Bragg, what has he been doing? He's been reducing the sentences of all these different criminals and setting them free. But with Trump, he says letting him off would normalize crime despite reducing most felonies. But when you look at what he's done with his career, if that's what you want to call it, last year, Alvin Bragg reduced 52% of all felony charges to misdemeanors. But this one with Trump, this is the one you can't let go. So he has criminals roaming around the entire city. Now, of course, this is part of their plan. Remember, Soros is backing him. And if you look at L.A., if you look at Chicago, if you look at New York, if you look at all these different places, what are they doing? They have, you know, no cash bail. They're allowing prisoners to get out of jail. These people are their foot soldiers, and they need them out on the streets, and they need to push this. But think about what they did in New York, how much money they spent. This is the taxpayers' money in New York, and the New Yorkers, they should be very, very upset. Eric Trump put this out and said, Alvin Bragg has shut down the entire city, called up 38,000 NYPD police officers, closed down the FDR Drive, and is spending an estimated $200 million of city funds, all for 130,000 NDA, I never thought I would see this corruption in the United States. Actually, I don't even think they spent this much money trying to protect the city from the riots that they had. I mean, really think about this for a second. But let's go back in time. Let's go back to President Clinton, and Jovan Polter put this out on Telegram. President Clinton paid Paula Jones $850,000 to settle a claim that he had exposed himself to her while she was an Arkansas state employee. The president paid how much for whose silence? Think about that for a second. And you can see the deep state players. Trump has them exactly where he wants them. They're continually repeating the message over and over and over. And this is setting them up. Adam Schiff put this out on Twitter. He said the following: a somber moment in the life of our country when it's necessary to arraign a former president on criminal charges. As the case falls to the DA to prove, we must recognize what is most important. Even the most powerful are held to account, and that nobody is above the law. And it's amazing. Trump has them repeating this over and over and over. What happens when it's time to arrest Clinton, Obama, Biden, and the rest? Well, they've already said it. Nobody is above the law. They are screwed. And you have to remember, everything that happened right now is not the way the deep state wanted it to happen, because they know they have nothing on Trump. There is no indictment here. They don't have any evidence. The whole thing is a show. And what did they really want to do? They wanted to humiliate Trump. They wanted a big production of SWAT helicopters and everything else. They didn't get the propaganda show. Trump countered it. Now they have nothing. All they have is this indictment, if you want to call it that. And they don't have the show that they actually wanted. Now, what's very interesting, and this is a very strange coincidence, at the same time all this is happening with this ridiculous indictment, all of a sudden a federal appeals court has awarded Trump an additional $122,000 in attorney fees from Stormy Daniels. Now, this is in addition to the $500,000. Don Jr. says the following: breaking, the Ninth Circuit Court just awarded Trump $121,962.56 in attorney fees from Stormy Daniels. Order just released. Laugh out loud, glad she's out there saying her t-shirt sales are booming. She'll be able to afford to pay Trump. Absolutely. And that's very, very funny. And it's funny that this all came out at the same exact time. And the other thing that came out is, remember that rape charge from E. Jean Carroll? Well, the judge indefinitely postponed Trump's rape defamation trial. And he also noted that the trial, previously scheduled to start April 10th for the case filed in 2019, could prove unnecessary if the federal appeals court that is currently reviewing the case rules that the suit is barred by law. So we'll have to watch to see how this plays out. And that is very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is, we know that the fake news, they were all surrounding the courthouse. They were watching Trump go in, his plane landing. This was a very big thing because they didn't get anything else. And this was kind of a dud for all of them. And they wanted this to, you know, continually stay in the news. They wanted the raid. They wanted to keep showing this over and over and over. But they didn't get that. But we can see other individuals in other countries, they've realized what is happening here in the United States. And the president of El Salvador said the following on Twitter. He says, think what you want about former President Trump and the reasons he's being indicted, but just imagine if this happened in any other country where a government arrested the main opposition candidate. The United States' ability to use democracy as foreign policy is gone. The rest of the countries around this world are looking at the United States and they see a third world banana republic right now. Why? Because the deep state players, they are panicking. They're worried. You only do this if you're not in control. And if you notice what they've been doing, it's becoming noticeable to other leaders around the world, which means the deep state players, they are desperate right now. They just didn't have an impeachment. They're just using anything they possibly can. And the people around the world, the people of this country, they're realizing, wait a minute, this is getting way out of hand here. I can see the tyrannical government. I can see the dictators. And when you start to look very, very closely at all this, you start to see that they have absolutely nothing. Technofog on Twitter put this out and said, there's a curious omission in the Donald Trump indictment and statement of facts, the specific federal law Trump violated. How come we don't know the law? Bragg is letting everyone know that he doesn't have to, he's not required to let anyone know what law Trump broke. But remember, Bragg leaked the indictment info to the reporters. He got caught. But if there was a real crime, they would have leaked the real crime part out there, and the fake news would have it. And Bragg, he's saying that the law does not require him to tell anyone. Or is he saying, I'm not going to tell you because I really don't have a crime, so I'm going to keep that part hidden. And as I keep it hidden, we're going to continually build this up over time to get the base angry. We'll be getting into that in just a sec. But Rudy Giuliani put this out on Twitter. He said the following: yesterday, the judge should have dismissed the Bragg indictment for violating the New York criminal procedure law, section 200.5, 4 and 7A, and the due process clause of the U.S. Constitution by failing to apprise the defendant of the felony crime he is alleged to have violated. The incompetence, it reveals, is astonishing and should involve sanctions for prosecutorial abuse and dismissal with prejudice. He's absolutely right. But I do believe what their strategy is to bring this into 2024 and have this play out through the year to get the Trump supporters very angry, to keep Trump from saying certain things, and hopefully to use this against him to bring down his poll numbers where people aren't supporting him anymore. But I don't think any of this is going to work because the evidence is indisputable. I mean, look at it. They have the charges with the FEC. They're saying that he used money and he hid money in his company. But when you look at what Trump did back in 2017, and Richard the Saint put this out on True Social, and this is a document that Trump signed when he went into office. It says, I, Donald Trump, hereby resign from each and every office and position I hold in the entities listed on Exhibit A here too. My resignation shall be effective immediately, January 19th, 2017. So he wasn't even part of the businesses during this period of time. Does that make any sense? Then we have the FEC. A key member of the Federal Election Commission rejected the Manhattan District Attorney's indictment of former President Trump as a violation of federal election laws. He said, it's not a campaign finance violation. It's not a reporting violation of any kind. And this is coming from FEC Commissioner James E. Trey Traynor. So wait a minute. The FEC is saying, we got nothing here. He signed a document saying, I'm not part of these companies anymore. And then you have the document from Stormy Daniels saying that we never had an affair. And we have a letter from Cohen's attorney saying that he paid this money out of his personal account, Cohen's personal account. So what do they have on Trump? It seems like they have absolutely nothing. And this is why they're holding back, because if they released everything else, and all of them probably junk charges, everyone would see it and everyone go, wait, you did this for a show? So what they're going to do is they're going to hold this back and try to drag this out over time. But I do believe Trump, the Patriots, are going to be using this to their advantage. And Trump has been calling out the judge and his family. First, Paul Sperry put this out. The daughter of the Manhattan judge presiding over the Trump criminal case is a Democratic political strategist who worked on the congressional campaign of Democratic Representative Adam Schiff, who led the first impeachment of Trump. Trump then, during his president address, he said, I have Trump-hating judge with a Trump-hating wife and family whose daughter worked for Kamala Harris and now receives money from the Biden-Harris campaign. It's right out of the old Soviet Union. That's where we are. So he's letting everyone know that these people, they're working for Biden. They're working for Harris. And these individuals, they are going after Trump. But of course, AOC comes out and says the following. He is publicly intimidating a judge. Is that intimidation? Saying that he hates him? No. And pointing a spotlight on their family to his supporters. Yes. These people are out in the public. They're working for public figures, many of whom have admitted in court to committing violence in his name. He knows what he's doing. So far, no one admitted anything committing violence in his name. That's absolutely ridiculous. You're talking about January 6th, where you had the Capitol Police, the confidential human sources, the Antifa. Oh, wait, no. She's probably talking about the 2020 riots. That was Antifa too. That's interesting. So he didn't give out addresses. He's saying these people hate me. He has document facts showing that they hate him. Plus, they're working for Biden and Harris Really think about this for a second. Everything that he said is absolutely true. Greg Price follows up to this and says, this is the same CNN that once threatened to publish the identity of a random guy on Reddit who made the meme of Trump body slamming the CNN logo. Think about that for a sec. I mean, really think about what AOC is saying. Think about what all of these people are doing. They're trying to create violence. That's their end game here. They want the Trump supporters angry, but Trump supporters don't act like Antifa, like the neo-Nazis, like the trans people. Trump supporters, they're patriots. Trump supporters are not going to burn down their own cities. They're not going to commit violence. They're not going to do any of these things, and they know it, but they need a narrative to push this so they can basically create it on their own, just like they created the insurrection. They got the people where they wanted them, and all you had to do is infiltrate a couple of people dressed up as Trump supporters to make it look like there was a real insurrection. And now with the videotape that's coming out, you're finding out that, no, all of this was fake, phony, and false, which we kind of knew from the very, very beginning. So Dinesh D'Souza put this out and said, judge tells Trump to refrain from making statements that are likely to incite violence and civil unrest. Rosie Memos responded to this on Twitter and said the following. Translation, there is already violence planned. We just plan on blaming you. He's absolutely right. And then we have the Chinese regime and their approved social media users that say Trump's arrest could lead to a U.S. civil war. Now, is this what they want? Of course it is. Remember, the D's are working with a foreign entity, Ukraine, China. They're pushing a civil war. How do you take over a country? How do you allow the infiltrators to take over the country very easily? You remove the weapons from the people. You start a civil war. You have the gang members, human traffickers, drug traffickers, child traffickers. You have the prisoners that are being released from prison. You have these people go after the everyday person, the patriots of this country. And if they're not armed, you can have a civil war between the two groups. And while we're fighting each other, we're not really each other, while we're fighting against all these criminals and all these illegals that came into the country, what can the foreign entities, what can the deep state do? They can actually shut it all down, saying that this was an insurgency. They can use the military. This is what they're trying to do. But this is going to backfire on them because, once again, the Trump supporters, the MAGA people, they're not going to fall for this. And what Trump and the Patriots are trying to do, I think they're trying to bait them into this to do exactly what they did during January 6th, but in multiple cities. They want people dressing up. They want them to do this because this way they can actually have the military, National Guard, round these people up. And then the people can find out that these people are not MAGA. These are Antifa, BLM, criminals, illegals, because once their identities are known, you're going to see everything start to switch around. And you can see this is exactly what they're trying to do, and this is what they're trying to push. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is, like we said from the very beginning, Soros, Bragg, and the rest, the deep state players, they want this to go into 2024. And already Trump is supposed to return to court on December 4th, but Alvin Bragg is trying to push this, the trial, to January 2024, just in time for the primary season. Remember, the Iowa caucuses is around February 5th, 2024. They want this to play out through January. Why? Because they're interfering with the election. Now, once again, Trump continually says, election interference, election interference. And what have we been seeing this entire time? Trump, he is just building a case to use against them. Remember, the case has to be airtight. And why not allow these people to continually repeat the crime or create new crimes that add to the case? And I do believe this is exactly what's happening. The other thing that you're seeing is everyone is seeing a two-tier justice system. And Cash, he was on Steve Bannon's show, and Storm is Right put this out on True Social. Cash says that the president is educating the world right now on the two-tier justice system. I don't want this case to end, he says. I don't want it to end next week. I want Donald Trump and company to bleed Alvin Bragg dry over the next 2 years of discovery so we can educate the American public on the fraud and corruption that is the New York State judicial system and the DOJ and FBI that help fund this prosecution. The people have to see it before it can be fixed. Absolutely. And that's what people are witnessing. And what's very interesting, if you go back to post 1029 on April 5th, 2018, it says, thank you for your prayers, forced reaction. Then if I skip down to the bottom, forced projection, April showers. So is this a forced reaction? Is this a forced projection? I do believe so. Trump put this out and said, almost every legal and political analyst has said that unfair and morally disgusting indictment filed against me yesterday has no merit and is not even a case. There was no crime. And anyway, the statute of limitations has been violated by many years. And he's absolutely right with this. And remember what he did here. Trump, he has everything on these people. I do believe he's setting this all up because he needs the legal way to enter evidence. He doesn't want to just come out and say, hey, by the way, here's all the evidence, because it would look like a hit job, just like they're doing. He needs this to look very organic. He needs the other side to force him to do things, just like he's baiting them in. Listen, you want my taxes? You got to come after me. Okay, we have the Supreme Court ruling saying that now I can get your taxes later on. The same thing that's happening right now. How is he going to inject certain information legally? Well, he needs to be indicted and there needs to be discovery. And this way he can do it. If we go back to post 1181, this is April 19, 2018, it says, we have everything. How can we use what we know? How do you legally inject, make public use of evidence? What are you witnessing unfold? Trust the plan. Remember, discovery is the formal process by which the parties to a case in a court exchange information about the case. This includes information about the witness and evidence to be presented at trial. Its purpose is to make the parties aware of the evidence which may be presented at trial. So I do believe that they're going to hand over a lot of evidence. Isn't that going to be very interesting? And if we take this a step further, what else has Trump done? He's declassified a lot of information. Can people access this information just yet? No. But in a couple years, through the Freedom of Information Act request, the people can start ordering all the declassified information. How is this going to look when all different news agencies, and I'm talking about alternative news because CNN, MSNBC, they're not going to be doing it, but just the regular everyday person is ordering the declassified information. This is going to bury them in the end. Then Trump put this out and said, Republicans in Congress should defund the DOJ and FBI until they come to their senses. The Democrats have totally weaponized law enforcement in our country and are viciously using the abuse of power to interfere with our already under siege elections. And remember, I do believe House was the target. House controls the purse strings. House can shut a lot of this down. And that's exactly what they should be doing right now. And he's telling them, go ahead. It's time to do this. You are now activated. Let's go back to post 1045, April 6, 2018. It says, we don't inform our enemies of the specifics. We instead instill fear in them to make unplanned and disastrous counter moves. And that's exactly what they're doing. Post 1052, April 6, 2018, down below it says, your trust and faith in us is enough. You elected us to do the heavy lifting. Enjoy the show, Birth of a New Nation, New World. And that is the end goal here. To drain the swamp and to actually bring this country to another place where the people take it back, where the people learn what infiltration looks like, the people understand how they did this, and have the people fight to regain their freedom and to take back the country and keep the country. And I do believe this is the process that we're in right now, and I do believe the plan is being played out. The deep state players are going down the path, and the Patriots are in full control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Collagen may do more than simply turn back the clock on how your skin looks. The latest research suggests it may also help with building muscle and losing fat when combined with exercise. This is why I highly recommend trying it out yourself. It is designed to help combat some of the visible effects of aging, bring back youthful glow, and support healthy weight management. It uses a groundbreaking formula that combines five critically important types of collagen, including collagen peptides from grass-fed, pasture-raised cows, in one easy-to-mix scoop. Visit healthwithx22.com, that is healthwithx22.com, or use my link in the description below to get 51% off my favorite collagen. Plus, be sure to use my link in the description because every purchase using that link gets free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, as well as a new e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, completely free. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. The second largest and third largest bank runs in history happened last month. The government is taking steps to guarantee old deposits. That means more money printing. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to secure their wealth with gold. Gold is the most stable asset outside of government control. Hurry and go to x22gold.com to secure your wealth. Bag a free 5-ounce American the Beautiful coin if you qualify. That is x22gold.com, x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. A new study reveals a shocking number of Americans are trying to lose weight, and that number may surprise you. Around 52% of Americans are struggling to support healthy weight management. This is why I highly recommend taking this amazing keto powder. It is designed to help with healthy weight management, elevate your energy, increase mental focus, and improve your overall wellness. It works by helping to increase ketone levels inside the body, which in turn can support your weight management goals by way of promoting healthy appetite management and healthy metabolism. Try it today by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Or use the link in the description below to get 51% off, plus receive several bonuses with every purchase completely free.